Atlantic Ocean, 6 hours outside American waters. Bobcat put Shelley down gently on the massive yacht. With the calm winds and beautiful night, it was almost a pleasure to be flying this operation. His Black Hawk wasn't your normal Bell helicopter, and the weight was substantial. He landed sufficiently hard not to bounce around the landing pad, but kept some of the weight on the engines as John and the team jumped off. Pete was to stay with Bobcat in the helicopter. This time, Pete had a Bullpup FNP-90, which John had given him lessons on how to use properly. Unlike the punky kid of a couple months before, Pete was composed and made sure his area was given the attention it deserved. He didn't even allow Bobcat to involve him in conversation, just in case John was testing him, which he was. Pete passed. John and Eric pulled down their breathing masks before entering the bridge. Eric covering John, who had to smile as he took in the scene in front of him. Apparently, their boss was making a comment about the crew. He stepped past the two men, checked out the rest of the bridge, and looked inside the rooms. While Bethany Ann probably would have already found anyone, an extra sweep for Nosferatu was always advisable.
Clear.
John turned to see Eric staring at the captain and the other crewman.
John, why does the captain look like he's sucking the crewman off?
Focus, Eric. I imagine it was Bethany Ann venting a little. You have the bridge.
I've got the bridge. Hi.
John shook his head and moved to the stairs. He wondered what he would find below.
We've got two security guards tied up on deck. One fore, one aft. The third tangle is missing.
How do you mean?
There was a zip tie on the deck, right around the spot we reckoned on finding it. Maybe he fell overboard.
Was probably thrown overboard. Daryl, you have port. Scott, you have starboard. Stay alert for bad guys and pissed off vampires.
Making sure his mask had a good seal, John continued through the ship. He found multiple rooms with sleeping crew, some in their beds, and others at stations or watching TV. None were awake. Continuing the search, he made his way to the owner's suite. John was being polite to the vampire. He was confident there were no humans awake anywhere on the ship. He was prepared to see an impressive suite, of course, with multiple rooms and its own small kitchen and dining table, and had been ready for any necessary battle response. What John had no ready response for was finding Bethany Ann with tears rolling down her face. She held a naked woman whose eyes looked vacantly at nothing. The Sheikh had been pushed off the bed and lay on the floor. John let his rifle hang on the quick sling and walked in.